January 2nd, 2026, 11:47 p.m., Caracas, Venezuela. The last message Elena Vasquez sent before the bombs fell was a lie. Target confirmed at Fortuna compound, pattern consistent, confidence high. She typed it on her encrypted laptop in the fourth floor apartment in Altamira, the same place where she'd spent 5 months watching the street below, tracking patterns and building the network that made this night possible. The cursor blinked once, then again. She hit send, and somewhere across an ocean, men in suits read her words and exchanged nods. The countdown began. That's how it worked. You gathered the intelligence. You transmitted it up the chain. You trusted that the people above you were using it wisely, justly, in service of something larger than yourself. You had to trust that. Otherwise, you were just a woman in a dark room feeding coordinates to executioners. Elena closed the laptop and walked to the window. Caracas sprawled below her, a city of 10 million people pressed into a valley between mountains, glittering with lights that flickered and died in rolling blackouts. Beautiful even now, even broken. She'd been 8 years old when her parents fled this city, old enough to remember the taste of the air, the sound of the street vendors, the way the Avila turned purple at sunset. Old enough to carry it with her through 24 years of exile, like a splinter lodged beneath her skin. She told herself she came back to remove that splinter, to liberate the country her parents had lost. Liberation. That was the word she used when she accepted the assignment, recruited Cardinal, and transmitted intelligence that painted targets on buildings, vehicles, and men. But standing at the window now, she couldn't find that word anymore. It had slipped away somewhere in the past 5 months, replaced by something heavier, something that tasted like copper and ash.